Message number 1074. It will only be when the Holy Eucharist is abolished completely that the Antichrist will enter my church. Saturday, March 15, 2014 at 2010. My dearly beloved daughter, as the apostasy ripples through my church, the greatest test of all will be placed before all those who serve me from within it. The crises within my church on earth will mean that many priests will suffer from a terrible dilemma. The faith of many of them has already been shaken, and they will have to choose whether or not they want to accept a new substitute doctrine which will replace the Word or remain loyal to the true faith. Even the most devout amongst them will be overwhelmed by the loud voices of the impostors, and they will begin to question the relevance of my teachings in the world today, where sin will no longer be declared to be of any significance. The way is being prepared for the seeds to be sown, and the son of Satan will soon be ready to embrace the new false church. My church will suffer a period of terrible darkness, and my crucifixion will be endured by every soul who remains loyal to me. My enemies will make sweeping and radical statements demanding that everything which is insulting to my holy name be declared acceptable in the eyes of my church. Very few of the clergy will fight against the desecration because of the sin of cowardice, but know this: if they partake in false sacrifices, false sacraments, and false teachings, which they will then try to foist upon my loyal followers, I will declare them to be no longer fit to stand before me. Much of the damage which will be inflicted on the ordinary people will be by the hands of those who have entered my church by false means. When they tell you that my body means something other than my physical body, know then that the Holy Communion which you will receive will not be of me. You must never allow them to change the meaning of the Holy Eucharist. It will only be when the Holy Eucharist is abolished completely that the Antichrist will enter my church and take over it. This is the day when you will know that the world of politics will merge with Christian churches everywhere, and that I will no longer be present within them. My church, however, can never die, and so it will be my remnant who will keep my light shining and my presence alive, and many will have to seek out hidden churches and those sacred servants of mine who by the grace of God manage to keep my church intact. Never assume that the son of Satan, the Antichrist, will appear aggressively or as an evil dictator, for that will not be his style. Instead, he will have many friends. He will be loved by many governments as well as the enemies within my church, who will applaud his every move vocally until he is given an honorary position within my church. Cardinals, bishops, and other members of my church will speak of him constantly and praise him in their homilies. His power of seduction will be so great that it will be hypnotic. He will, through the supernatural power of Satan, attract all those who make decisions within my church, until in time they will bow before him as if he is me. It will be through ambitious members of the clergy who will have fallen in their faith, but who still nevertheless have been blessed with the gift of holy orders, that the Antichrist will gain extra power. He will draw from these poor misguided traitors of mine the last segment of power from within my church until it is ready for him to enter it as its new leader. All during this period of darkness, my enemies will, with a soothing and charming manner, have an extraordinary ability to present lies as being the truth. Only those who continue to pray for protection and who denounce Satan in every way they have been taught will be able to slip away from the clutches of the Antichrist. Your Jesus.